Hello, and welcome back to USA Swimming Insider, the podcast dedicated to bringing you the latest USA Swimming news. I'm your host, Orlando, and let's get things started. Before we get started, I wanted to talk about today's sponsor, UFO Analyst. UFO Analyst is an alien research institute dedicated to helping you if you have recently witnessed or encountered an alien or extraterrestrial being. According to founder and chief Mark Williams, you should never report a UFO to local law enforcement unless you want to be held at gunpoint by the FBI. For more information about UFO Analyst, visit bit.ly/UFOAnalyst. That's bit.ly/UFOAnalysts. Thank you. So, two things for today. We're going to be looking at the best core workout for people working out at home. We're also going to be talking about the national age group records that are most likely to be broken. That's coming up on today's episode of USA Swimming Insider. So, I've gotten some comments on Apple Podcasts about people who want to hear about the best core circuit that they can do at home with no equipment. So, I made this one up. It requires no equipment. You just need maybe a mat, but you can do it on carpet. So, the whole circuit takes less than 1 minute, and then I recommend doing about 1 minute rest in between each, and I would repeat it at least 7 times. So, it goes like this. So, it's going to be 20 flutter kicks, then 10 count hold in the leg raised position, then 10 heel taps, then 20 more of the flutter kicks, 10 sit-ups, then 10 more heel taps. So yeah, that's the workout. Go ahead and try it out. If you like it, please comment in the comment section on Apple Podcasts. Okay, so let's take a look at the most likely to be broken national age group records. So, I've been thinking about making this article, and I thought today was a good time to do it. So, let's see here. Okay, so we're gonna start just going 13, 14 and up. So, I don't expect that there's going to be a long course season, so we're just going to talk about the short course records. So, here we go. So, we're just going to go through the list, and I'll be talking about if I expect that they're going to be broken. So, the 50 free, Michael Andrew with the 19.76. I don't think anyone's going to get even close to that. Last year, Diggory Dillingham got, I think, a 20.6. Yeah, I don't anticipate anyone getting close to that record. Then the 100 free, also Michael Andrew, with the 43.9. I don't think anyone's going to get close to that. I think the fastest someone went this year was a 45, so way off. Then two free, it's Destin Lasko at a 138.24. I think that's possible that it could be broken. I think Cooper Lucas went a 138 this year. So I could see someone breaking that record. He was way faster than the second place person, so maybe he could break it. I don't know when he ages up, but I could see him breaking the two free record. Five free, a 424. I think that one's going to be safe. 1,000 free. 902. Well, again, Cooper Lucas, he went a 904, I think. So, I mean, if he makes a few improvements, then I could see him breaking that record. Then the 1650, 15.5. 15.14.17. I don't think that's going to be broken. That's still standing from 2008. So, 100 back, Michael Andrew, 47.83. I think that one's pretty safe, too. I think the fastest someone went this year was a 49, 48. Yeah, then 2 back, it's Michael Andrew, 143.15. I think that one's pretty safe, too. Out of all of Michael Andrew's records, I'd say that's one of the most likely to be broken. So, then we got the 100 breast. Reese Whitley, now at Cal, 53.06. I think that one's going to be pretty hard. I don't anticipate anyone breaking that. 2 breast, 155.52. I think there's a possibility of that one being broken, but I don't. Maybe in the next 3 or 4 years, maybe. 100 fly, Michael Andrew, 46.95. I think that one's safe too. 2 fly, 145.39. I think that one's pretty safe too. It's been standing since 2014. Yeah, I don't think that one's going to be broken anytime soon. 2 IM, again, Michael Andrew, 145.29. I don't think anyone got even close to that this year. I think the fastest one was a 150. Yeah, so way off that time. 4 and IM, 351.54. I think that one could be broken. I mean, we'll see. So let's look at the relays now. Scottsdale Aquatic Club got the 2 free, 125. They had some pretty good swimmers. Ryan Hoffer, obviously a star at Cal now. Jack, Blake, David Gohl, Aaron Appel. Yeah, 125.63. I don't think that one's going to be broken. Let's see the 400 free relay. Oh, that was the Irvine Nova Aquatics relay. I think that one's safe. 800 free relay, Cincinnati Marlins. 655, maybe, probably not. Dynamo Swim Club got the 200 medley relay, 135. I think that one could be broken. I mean, we'll see, but I think that was in 2008, January, so maybe. And in the 400 medley relay, we got King Aquatic Club, Nathan Hayes, Ethan Dang, now heading off to Stanford, Gabe Nichols, and Tyler Lua. 328.14. I think that one's pretty safe too. Okay, so let's move on to the 15-16 boys records. Okay, so 50 free. Again, Michael Andrew, 19.24. An improvement from his 14-year-old record. Actually, he set that on his birthday, so he was technically 15. So 100 free, we got Ryan Hoffer, a 42.63. I don't know. I don't think that one's gonna be broken. Maybe someone can go like a 43, but I don't see anyone going a 42.6. 2 free, Drew Keebler in 2017, a 133.3. That's a really good record. I think that qualifies for U.S. Nationals. Most 17, 18-year-olds right now can't even go that time, so I don't anticipate that one being broken. 1,000 free, 848.11. That one's going to be tough. I don't think that could be broken. 1650, Sean Grishup, Nitro, 14.45. That's actually pretty fast. I think that one's safe. 100 back, 45.60. We could see that one broken. I don't think next year, but maybe in the next 4 or 5 years, maybe. Two back, Ryan Murphy. Obviously, we know what he's doing right now. A 140.9. I think that one's going to stand for a pretty long time. Hunter Breast, Michael Andrew, 51.75. That one's safe. Two Breast, Reese Whitley, 153.66. I think maybe. Probably not. Hunter Fry, we got Luca Orlando out of Dart Swimming. My personal favorite swimmer. 45.62. That one's not going to be broken. And then two fly. Again, Luca Orlando, 140.9. That one's pretty safe, too. And then 2IM, Michael Andrew, 142.77. I don't see anyone even coming close to that anytime soon. 4IM, Michael Phelps, 342. I think that one's pretty safe, too. It's been standing since 2002. So let's look at the relays. So Mason Manerays with Carson Foster, Adam Chaney, Scott Shepard, Jacob McDonald, 122.51. I think that one's breakable, but I don't know. I don't think that one's going to be broken. Then Upper Dublin in the 4 free relay. Michael Thomas, Wyatt Amador, Jake Sanem, and Michael Jensen. So 301.01. I think that one's pretty safe, too. I think that one could be broken. I think out of these upcoming these relays we're going to be talking about right here, I think that one's the most likely to be broken. I mean, if all the swimmers split under 50, if you got like 4 really good swimmers that can go a 48, 47, then I think you could break that record. 8 free, Tag Titans, Michael Carter, Lance Norris, David Greeley, and Braden Haughey. 636.61. That was set pretty recently, actually, in March. I think that one's going to stand for a while. 2 medley, Carson Foster, Mason Manerays, 128.85. I think that one's pretty safe for now. Bull School Sharks in the 2 free relay. Didn't we already have that one up here? Well, it's okay. I think there is a typo here because it says 200 free relay instead of 400 free relay. So in the 400 free relay, it's Bull School Sharks, Dakota Mahaffey, James Daugherty, Ariel Spector, and Tyler Rice at 316.18. I think I could see someone breaking that. I don't know, we'll see. Oh, whoa. Actually, they messed up on the stroke, too. I thought, whoa, that's not a pretty fast record, because it's only a 316. It says 200 free relay, so, I mean, I thought they meant 400 free. They actually meant 400 medley relay, so if it's that's a 400 medley relay, that's actually a pretty good record. I don't think that one's going to be broken. I'm going to have to email them about this error. Okay, so let's move on to the 17-18 records. Okay. So 50 free, an 18.67 from Caleb Dressel. I think that one's pretty safe. I don't anticipate anyone going even close to that. I mean, I think the fastest kids right now are going like 19.2s. So that's barely like the 13, 14. I mean, the 15, 16 nag. So I don't think they're going to get close to that. 100 free, Ryan Hoffer, 41.23. I think if some star kid comes along, some star sprinter, they could break that, but I don't know, we'll see. Max B. Rooney in the 2 free on 132.18. I think that one could be broken too. I don't know. Again, some star swimmer that develops by 18, maybe. 500 free, Michael Phelps, 412.33. that's faster than the Jake Magahay record in the 5-3. So I'm gonna say probably not. Actually, yeah, probably not. I mean, if someone comes along, a really good middle distance swimmer, I think they have a chance. We'll see. 1,000 free, Robert Fink. And 8:45.5. I think that's a pretty good record. We'll see. 1650, PJ Ransford. 14:34.22. I think that one's going to be safe for a pretty long time. 100 back, Ryan Murphy, 44.63. He's got both the 100 back and 2 back. I don't anticipate those being broken anytime soon. They seem to be safe for now. 100 breast, 2 breast, both Reese Whitley, a 51.16 and a 151.43. I think those could be broken. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. 100 fly, Tom Shields from 2010, 44.91. I don't know. I think they had to be really good to break that record. 2 fly, Nicholas Albiero, a 140.85. I mean, maybe Luca Orlando can come along and break that record. 2IM, David Nolan, a 141.39. I think that one's probably going to stand for a while longer than get. Of course, 4IM, Andrew Seliskar, Nation's Capital, 337.52. I think that one's going to stand for a pretty long time. Okay, so let's look at the relays. So, 2 free, James Jones, Andrew Seliskar, Grant Goodard, and John Shebbett from Nation's Capital, 119.55. I think if they have a really good team, they're a big team like Nation's Capital, they could group together some kids and make a run for it. 4 free, Swimac with Matthew Josa, Jack Manchester, Michael Chadwick, Kyle Darmody. They have some pretty good swimmers on that team. A 252.15. I don't know, we'll see. Probably not. 8 free relay, Carmel Swim Club, Wyatt Davis, Gus Ruthrock, Griffin Hadley, Jake Mitchell, 623.21. That's a pretty good record too. I don't see that one being broken anytime soon. Nation's Capital in the 2 medley, John Shebbett, Carson Vissering, Andrew Seliskar, and James Jones, 126.43. I think that one's safe too. Then of course, again, Nation's Capital in the 4 medley, John Shebbett, Carson Vissering, Andrew Seliskar and James Jones at 312.5. And that one's going to stand too. So yeah, that's all the national age group records for the boys. We're going to be talking about the girls' records tomorrow. So that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please leave us a 5-star rating in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. For now, I'm your host, Orlando, and have a nice day.